station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Than friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from textile to gossip. Listen and to hear what Max is to share. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night. How you all doing? Can you believe that the Christmas season is in full effect? And you know how I know you all know? Because you're watching Eva LaRue's movie tonight. She was on Max and Friends last week. Hope for the holidays. What do you guys hope for this holiday? This holiday season is in full effect right now. So happy Hanukkah to everybody. And of course, Ronan, happy Hanukkah. You know, Ronan runs the whole Max and show behind the scenes and gets all my guests on. So gratitude makes, you know, the world a better place. So Ronan, thank you and happy Hanukkah to you and your family. Happy Hanukkah to everyone else and their families. Light your candles, be proud, and do your thing. It's a full year has come to an end for us, almost. We've got literally, I think, like 16 days till Christmas. So we're going to give you some wonderful ways to give back tonight on Max and Friends because, you know, there's a wonderful list called, and this is the second annual 12 Gifts of Christmas. You know, we've had Trista here before on Max and Friends. Last year, we talked about the wonderful things during the holiday season that you can give others, that you can give back. And it's not always necessarily running to Black Friday and buying all the unnecessary stuff and, you know, chipping a tooth and getting your jaw knocked out. But there's some wonderful gifts that we're going to talk about here tonight that start on December 13th. So let's make this a movement, everyone. I want all of my listeners tonight to get involved. Take pictures of you giving these gifts, okay? We're going to give them to you tonight, so get your pens and papers ready. And also, if you miss any portion of the show, you can go to latalkradio.com/max with a capital M .php. We're all in archives there, so you'll hear the show. Over 5 years of show, we've got Lisa Lampanelli, we've got Eva LaRue, we got Emily Proctor, we've got so many shows. I like to call it From Housewives to Hustlers and From Murderers to Mistresses and everything in between. Of course, Auntie Rolanda Watts. Got some great shows, Explorers and everything else. Well, it's one thing that I'm grateful for, to be here every night on Max and Friends. And we've got a great tweet right now from Meganella. She says that one of her favorite things is to do during the holidays is take gifts to the children's ward of the hospital. So they do that every year, her and her family. So I think that's a wonderful thing to do. But you know what? A wonderful thing to do is, hey, by the way, later on in the show, we've got Eileen Voltaggio. She's joining us. An amazing artist. She's got a new exhibition coming out about nudes. And so might talk about a little bit about sex later too. So in that case, I'm letting y'all now because I know now. I know y'all got some kids when you tune in. You might want to get them out of the room later bit. Later. But other than that, I think we should just play some holiday music. Let's get into it. Let's have a good time on Max and Friends tonight. Tweet me at Max Tucci. I want to know what's going on in your life. And if you want to call in, I'll give you the number in just a little bit. We want to hear what's going on in your life and what you're going to do for the holidays. But until then, happy holidays, everyone. I'm Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays. May the calendar keep ringing. Happy holidays to you.
Down the road, come to Holiday Inn.
Well, happy holidays, everyone. Indeed, I just love that song, Happy Holidays. What I love more is that this is the second annual 12 Gifts of Christmas here on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. And we've got back with us the one and only Trista. She's given us the list this year of the divineness of really getting into the holiday spirit and get back and, you know, just enjoying life and everything and taking it to the max. But this season, I really want to take life to the max, you know, and that's really the point of the second annual Gifts of Christmas. And, you know, what can I tell you, people? These are some creative ways to give back. And it's a list compiled by literally everyone in the United States and Canada as well. And these are like some of the best things that we could talk about during the holidays and we can give back. But before we give back, Ronan, tell everybody what they're listening to. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Well, December 13th is just in a few days. So on December 13th is going to start the 12 Gifts of Christmas. So welcome back, Trista, to Max and Friends. And tell us about this wonderful list and how this is the second annual 12 Gifts of Christmas and why you started it.
Hi, Max. Thanks for having me tonight. Yeah, this is the second year I've done the 12 Gifts of Christmas. And as far as how I started it or why I started it, I guess, you know, I got this overwhelming realization last year when I was Black Friday shopping, like the rest of the crazy people out there, that it's really unfortunate that Christmas has become so materialistic. And so I heard the 12 Days of Christmas song and got this idea to, I had recently watched the Pay It Forward movie. So my idea is, you know, why don't we shift the focus back from this materialistic version of, you know, Christmas that society tells us we should focus on and shift it back to what it was really meant to inspire, which is, you know, spending time with family and giving to those less fortunate than us. So I came up with it last year, and yeah, so this is the second year I did it. I just decided to do it a little differently and get ideas from other people all around the world instead of me being the one to come up with the 12 ideas. So,
which I love, because you know what it does? It makes us all conscious of how what we think what we're doing good in our life can now be put into other people's lives. And, you know, it's just like this wonderful circle of love and giving. And I think it's authentic and really pure. But, you know, before we get there, let everyone know where they can get this full list.
So if anyone would like to read the blog and see what the 12 Gifts of Christmas is all about, you can go to the full link. It's kind of long. But there is also a Facebook event. So either one you can go to. The actual blog is www.chicagonow.com/chain-links. And then the first blog that you see there will be the second annual Gifts of Christmas.
And then on Facebook?
And it's also on Facebook, so this is an even longer link. I don't know, maybe you can just post them, but I can give it to you as well.
You know what? We'll put on the LA Talk Radio page. So everyone, you can go to the LA Talk Radio page and from there we'll give you the links. But you know what? I want to talk to you because, you know, this is it. I mean, we're at like almost at day 12, just in a couple of days. So there's a wonderful woman named Julie Hill Hansen from Waller, Texas. And she writes on day 12, what does she tell us all to do? Which is December 13th. Get your pen and paper ready, everyone. And I want you to do this. And when you do it, I want you to tweet me at Max Tucci and hashtag 12, the number 12, Gifts of Christmas. Okay? So let's get into it. Day 12, December 13th. What are we supposed to do, Trista?
So day 12, my friend Julie came up with this idea to make a Christmas card wishing someone peace, joy, and love, and leave it on a neighbor's doorstep. So simple as that. Just write a creative card. You can make it yourself. It doesn't have to cost any money, but just leave it anonymously even. Someone can walk out and get this Christmas card.
Day 11, which is December 14th, Lindsay from Chicago tells us to do what?
So this is actually my roommate and her idea. I loved it. So she says to go to a nearby gas station with whatever cash you would like to donate to someone, pick someone that pulls up and either offer to fill their tank if you're comfortable with that financially, or even offer to contribute $5, $10, et cetera, towards their gas.
Love it. I think it's like, you know, it's like one of those joy rising moments. It's so unexpected. It's so cool. And I'm so going to do that. And I want all my listeners tonight on Max and Friends to do that. And I want you to tweet me at Max Tucci pictures of you doing this with people. Okay. So December 15th, which is day 10, Tony from Belgium. What did she tell us to do?
Tony's idea was to take lunch, coffee, or hot chocolate to a local employee that works outside in the cold. So whether that's someone doing construction or, I mean, it can be anyone, just anyone out there that's out there during the winter, bring them
so
something
like the police,
to warm them up.
The fire guys.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Security at your building, whatever you all think is the right thing to do. Listen to your intention too. Now, this is great. December 16th, day 9, and this is Lee from Ohio. What did she tell us to do?
So I love this one as well.
I love this. I love it.
Yes, it's so creative and so simple. It doesn't have to cost any money. I mean, maybe a few dollars. You can go to the dollar store. But so Leah's idea was to make kits for the homeless and keep them in your car. So, I mean, it's true. You never know when you're going to encounter someone that you feel like genuinely needs help. So these kits can include anything from warm gloves. Again, you can get these from the dollar store. Band-aids, crackers, bottles of water, mouthwash. Anything that you think might come in handy for someone that's homeless and living on the streets, keep it in your car when you come across them. Instead of offering them money, hand them these kits that they'll actually use.
You know what? And I'm in Florida now and in LA half the time too. So people think about warm weather too. You know, sunblock is really good with a good sunscreen too, because they're out all day in this beating sun. So think about that. Hey everyone,
right.
Speaking of the East Coast, it's 11:11 in New York. So make your wish. I hope it's a Christmas wish. I'm like Barbara Walters here. I'm getting all tongue tied. I hope it's a Christmas wish. Well, gifts of Christmas here on Max and Friends tonight on LA Talk Radio with Trista. Now, you know, we're moving along here and I know that I'm getting some great tweets along the way. So, before we, you know, I just really love the whole concept of this, and I think it's so easy. And, you know, of course, next year you're going to have the third annual. So how can people email you their ideas?
So what I do ask in the blog, and you'll see that when you read it, is just simple that you actually document your experience, whether that is keeping a little journal in your car and just kind of detailing the reaction you got or how you might have felt by doing these pay it forward acts. You know, that's completely up to you. Some people have also sent me pictures of, you know, gift cards that they've taped on a vending machine or whatever they might do.
Yes.
So if anyone would like to send me their documented experience or blog, send it to chainlinks08@gmail.com.
You know what? You need to get a Twitter account and let people just hashtag 12 gifts of Christmas. That's the fun
actually,
way to do it. Do you have it?
I do have Twitter. I don't use it much, but I have it.
Oh, you got to get on it. So here's the deal, everyone. We're moving along, and the gift card is a great idea. Mary from Idaho on day 8, December 17th, tells us to do what?
Yes, good old Boise, Idaho, my hometown. So Mary O'Brien, I love her idea as well. It was to take a gift card or cash, whatever you see fit, to the dressing room at a thrift store in your community. So obviously, I mean, not always, but a lot of times underprivileged people will shop at these thrift stores. And how cool would that be to find a couple things you want to buy and then also see $10 taped to a door that you can use
to
buy it?
It's so great, and it's so holiday, and you know what? Ronan's lighting the candles right now for his menorah, so happy Hanukkah to Ronan and family tonight. I love the interaction that we have here at the studio. We're doing a million things here tonight at Max and Friends, and giving back is one of them. So you know what? Let's play a great song called Give Back by Xavier Lewis, and I've got a great message for you after this song. So stay tuned, because we're going to continue the 12 Gifts of Christmas here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Xavier Lewis, Give Back.
I see all your smiles and all the tears showing down on your faces. But I know all the while it's gonna be okay, yes it is. Just open up your eyes.
Open up your eyes.
The sun is soon to shine.
We give back, sow a seed and show.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Hey, everyone, that was Give Back from Xavier Lewis. Now, I just love that song. I was jamming here in the studio, getting my groove on, drinking my Arizona vapor water in between each breath. That song just, it just does something to my soul, everyone. It gives me the chills. It makes me want to live life to the max, doesn't it? It feels good to give back, doesn't it? Well, speaking of giving back, I've got to say a huge thank you to Xavier Lewis because he gave back to the Unicorn Children's Foundation, which is an organization that I'm passionate about, which is an organization that I'm going to be the gala chairman for March 16th. So you can all go to unicornchildrensfoundation.org. You can give back there. Speaking of giving back, you can buy tickets to go to our Buddha Ball, which is coming up March 16th. And Xavier Lewis, now check this out. If you go to iTunes right now, okay, so we're all in the spirit of giving, all right? We're talking about the 12 gifts of Christmas here tonight on Max and Friends. One of my things that I'm going to tell you to do, which is not on this list, but on my list, and something that's going to make me happy and a lot of other people, and it's the perfect stocking stuffer for all you curious to know, what's a good stocking stuffer? Go to iTunes, people. Type in Xavier Lewis and the word unicorn. And what he's doing is he's giving us 70% of sales to Unicorn Children's Foundation. Kids with autism in Boca Raton, Florida. And you know what? It's just an organization that you all need to get into, get passionate about. I got to say thank you to Jenny Oz. She's going full force with me. We got the power with us to shake the foundations of Unicorn Children's Foundation and really make it how do I put this in words? I'm so excited. But an organization that's really going to be something that's going to change the lives of kids with neurodiversity. So again, go to iTunes, Xavier Lewis, and put in Unicorn with Xavier Lewis, Unicorn. And there you're going to get the iTunes song, Give Back, and you're going to jam it. And you're going to think of us from time to time on Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and we're going right into day six, December 19th, and the 12 gifts of Christmas. What do we do on day six? This is from Utah.
I think we still need to do day seven, right?
All right, day seven. Yeah, I missed day seven, December.
You're so excited.
Let's go back to Canada on day seven, December 18th.
Okay. So this is my friend, Alexandra. Her idea was to, now, for you men, you don't have to bake. You can go run to your local grocery store. We won't judge you. But the idea is to bake homemade treats and deliver them to a local family shelter in your area. So whether that's women and children or, you know, whatever the case may be, whatever shelters in your area, drop off some holiday cookies. Everyone would love that.
It's the best. Speaking of baking, y'all, I got to say, give a shout out to my girl, Letty Alvarez at LA Sweets in Miami. She's going to, well, I don't know if she's going to be the next great baker, but she's on the TLC show. We have her here on Max and Friends, and she's one that gives back, and she knows what it's like to bake. And there's some good men on that show that are baking away on the next great baker on TLC. So check your local listings and support my girl, Letty Alvarez from LA Sweets. Now we're in day six, December 19th, and we're going back to Saratoga Springs, Utah. What do we do on December 19th, day six?
So this idea came from the Beal family, and they thought that it would be great for us to give a $5 gift card to either an EMT, a firefighter, police officer, or even someone in the military, someone that is, you know, giving back to us by serving the community. So something very simple, and it'll brighten their day.
I love that. That's a good one. Right now, I'm debating, should we continue the list or should we come back next week and give people more? What do you feel? I love the whole idea, and I think maybe we should have you back next Sunday and continue the list then. Would you be able to do that?
I can do that.
Let's do that. You know what? Because I feel if we give too much, then people feel obligated to stick to the list. So if we give them a small dose, they'll accomplish it. And then I want you to all tweet me at Max Tucci, okay? At Max Tucci, I want to see what you all are doing and how you're doing it. And hashtag 12 gifts of Christmas so that I can see what you're all doing. And if you're following this list that Trista has literally got the world, there was a global collaboration on the 12 gifts of Christmas. And you know, my favorite show is going to come up with Max's favorite things, like Oprah's favorite things. But tonight we're giving you a dose of 12 gifts of Christmas. And you know what? I'm going to have Trista back next Sunday so we could talk about the remaining ones, because I want you, this is your homework for the week, people. So if you missed any portion of the show and you want to know how to get involved, just go to LA Talk Radio to the Max and Friends page there. Listen to the archive because it's going to be up right after the show, and you could figure out what you need to do. And remember, at Max Tucci on Twitter, hashtag 12 gifts of Christmas. Trista, I'm going to have you back next Sunday so we could talk about the remaining gifts, because we're going to get into the spirit of the holidays here on Max and Friends. So I'll invite you next Sunday to continue the list. Is that a deal, my friend?
That sounds fantastic. Yeah.
Great. All right. Well, you have a wonderful night. And on that night, I'm going to let you go with one of my favorite songs, which is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And we're going to talk to you next week, Trista.
All right. Thanks, Max. Have a good night.
Have a great night. Hey, everyone. It's time to hide your kids, because Eileen Voltaggio is coming up, and we're going to talk about some nudes and some sex. But until then, get Rudolph and his red nose up in the studio on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. Well, everyone, are you in the mood for the holidays after hearing the remix of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? You know how I do it here. I'm not going to give you anything that I don't think is groovy, and I'm not going to tell you about anyone that I don't think is absolutely cool. So, you know, it's been Art Basel in South Beach, which is like someone today asked me to sum it up. I said, you know what Art Basel is? It's a bunch of expensive artwork with a bunch of snotty people all just wanting some free vodka. Well, I say the only way to have your vodka is to throw in some lemon fizz, which is the new drink from Arizona Iced Tea, with the artist Richard Prince on the can. So it's definitely a collector's can. It's groovy. But speaking of drinking, I always drink my Arizona vapor water, and you all are probably saying, why is Max talking about Arizona so much tonight? Well, Eileen Voltaggio is on the show tonight, and we're going to talk about a wonderful exhibition that she's doing called Nudes in New York this week, December 13th, right after 12-12-12, by the way, everyone, which is going to be a very auspicious day. But anyhow, Eileen Voltaggio has been a working artist for over 30 years, but has never exhibited publicly. She is best known as the creator of the first eye-catching designs that would shape the Arizona Beverage Company brand. 20 years ago, Voltaggio's husband Don, co-founder of the brand, asked her to draw a logo that would stand out from all the other beverages on the market. And you know what? Y'all know the history from there, because y'all drink that 99-cent can that you just walk around proudly with. And you can go to @DrinkArizona on Twitter and post your pictures with them. You could put #MaxAndFriends and let us know where you're drinking your Arizona and how you're loving it. But if you're in New York this week and if you want to buy some great artwork and you want to have a piece of history from what is really one of the most global artist of our times, because that Arizona can has literally had wings and flown all over this globe and has been placed in so many stores everywhere globally, and that's Eileen's work. So we're going to have Eileen here in just a moment, and she's going to tell us what inspires her and about her new exhibition, Nudes, in New York, December 13th through January 5th at the Tria Gallery. Welcome, Eileen Voltaggio, to Max and Friends.
Hi, Max.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
was that a good intro for you?
That was perfect. I mean, I had such a good time with you in Miami.
Totally. It was so much fun. And when I found out that you were doing this show in New York, I was like, we're having you on the show because, you know, not a lot of people know about how talented you are and that you designed this first Arizona can. So tell us about, go back to when Don told you, listen, I want you to design a can. What was going through your head that you were thinking, okay, I've got to do this product and brand it now for the nation?
Well, you know, he had this idea to do a tea, and he had to present it to a show in the city, and he had no idea what to call it or what to design it. And he said to me, design something for me. So I had a day to come up with an idea, and at the time I was into Southwest art, and I designed my house to look like a Southwest adobe. So I just walked around my house, picked out things that looked pretty, and I designed the can. And I needed to come up with a name that looked Southwest, so it ended up being Arizona.
Which I absolutely think is amazing. Now, you know, your art has been your passion, as you say, since you were a teenager. Why do you feel art has really transformed your life and made such an impact in your life?
Well, when I went to college, I majored in art, and I've been doing art for, I'd say, 30, 40 years. So, you know, that's always what I've been doing. I mean, I never did graphic arts. You know, when I came up with the design for Arizona, I just drew it on a piece of paper with crayons, and then it was then brought to a graphic artist who converted it into, you know, what it is today. But whenever I come up with a design, it's a fine art. It's not a graphic art. So I've always been doing nudes. Nudes have always been my passion.
Well, nudes are your passion. I could hear it. That's your home, too. Now, you spoke about your home and how you had designed it to be this Arizona-esque feel. And now you have this magnificent home. And the New York Times said that your garden is Monet brought to life. So do you take your art off of the paper or the canvas and bring it into your landscaping techniques?
Well, not really. You know, people have many passions, and after art, my passion is horticulture. I raise orchids, and gardening is a true love of mine. And I hang out with a lot of famous horticulturists.
which is a lot of fun. Oh, I love the Botanical Garden in New York, everyone. If you want a fun thing to do for the holidays, go to the Botanical Garden in the Bronx. It's one of the most beautiful places on this earth. But so let's get back to being nude, because wouldn't it just be so great to all run around the Botanical Garden naked?
Okay, let's do that.
Right?
I'll draw you next, and you could be
there you go.
On the wall and be in my show.
Perfect. We'll make a date. But now, so let's talk about your show, which is coming up. It starts December 13th this week in New York. This is your first ever exhibition.
Yes.
How does it feel to, like, show now your work publicly?
Well, you know, it's a really scary thing. You know, it's like showing your dirty underwear. I mean, you know,
Well, other people, for that matter, because you have a lot of nude models in these pictures, paint pictures. But what is the medium of your art?
I work in pastel.
Mm-hmm.
So all my drawings are going to be pastels that I've done in the last 8 years. And it's very scary. You know, I've never been out there. Art is, you know, something, you know, that, you know, I could be ripped apart or I could be loved. So it's something that I'm looking forward to, but I'm also dreading, you know, to this point.
But you know what? It's a great sensation and feeling that you have, because there's so many people listening who, you know, who want to go out there and become, you know, put their work publicly or, you know, be in the public eye. So what advice do you give to young students who are artists now, who are feeling how you feel at this moment, because you're actually going to show your first exhibition? What do you say to them?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, I was at Art Basel with you, and I walked around, and I was kind of discouraged. You know, I found art at this point, it's who you are. It's getting that lucky break. I looked around. I mean, there were some beautiful Picassos. There was Chagall. But I find a lot of the new art, I don't see the talent. You know, I see a canvas of just a color. And,
yeah.
You know, that's art. It's like people want to own a name, but not a piece of what, you know, I consider artwork. It's very difficult. It's like winning the lottery, actually.
Right, and you don't know what to do with all that money. But you know what?
No,
if you won that lotto, now, if you won that lotto, go to New York to Tria Gallery this week, and are your pieces going to be for purchase?
Yes, they will.
Wonderful. Now, so I know that the show that you're doing is nudes over the years. So this is a series of over 8 years. You have about, what, 30 drawings going into this?
I'd say there'll be 60 pieces of work that I've
So done. You're going to display 60 nudes. So you have literally drawn probably more naked people than, I don't know.
Yes, Max. I've met a lot of naked people.
But on that note, let's go into the conversation of, you know, these models come in. They literally bear all to you, to the class, or to you yourself. How is it to be in the room with these individuals that you have no idea who they are, and they are buck naked standing in front of you?
You know what? What happens is a human being becomes, you know, not a sexual thing. You know, it's something to draw. It's a tool. A human being is a piece of art. So you just don't see it as a sexual being.
Speaking of sexual beings, is there anyone in particular that you remember that stands out from the class that you would, if you could, be your muse or draw all the time?
You're saying if there's a person that I
one of the
like
models, yeah.
Nude?
Like, well, we could go with that question. Is there a person that you would like to see nude? That you would like to draw?
Well, actually, I find that my drawings, I'm attracted to drawing unattractive people. I mean, I enjoy drawing a big woman, a very heavy set man, opposed to a beautiful model.
Mm-hmm. And why is that?
I just find it a lot more interesting. You know, to
well, the body is so fascinating, isn't it?
Exactly. You know, especially when you walk around Miami and everyone there is beautiful and gorgeous. I really prefer, I would say my nudes are mostly unattractive people that you would say were unattractive, but I find them beautiful.
Well, there's this black lady that you drew with her nice big breasts, and she's sitting in a chair. She's a beautiful woman.
She is. Again, you know, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder.
In the eye of the beholder.
you know, somebody else might look at her and say, you know, this is not a beautiful, beautiful person. Like, there's a few people that I've drawn, you know, that are very heavy.
Right.
And that's,
no, I look.
I prefer that.
Yeah, no, I definitely
I prefer
look forward to seeing
the folds and.
What is it about the folds? Because, you know, the folds, I was just watching earlier tonight on OWN the story of Jennifer Hudson. She went from a size 16 to a 6. And they asked her husband, you know, how is it now? Is she sexier being a size 6 than a 16? And he was like, to me, she's still Jennifer, Jenny. You know, she's like, what? There's nothing that changed. But why do you think that we look at a size 16 as something undesirable?
Oh, you know, well, you know, that's just, that's a social thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's what fashion dictates to us, you know, and it's unfortunate. I mean, that's why so many people are anorexic. You know, there's a certain body type that's accepted. But that's not where, you know, where I'm at.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like a Diane Arbus type thing.
Right,
you know?
Right.
More interesting.
Now, who has been your inspiration in the art world?
Well, I guess, you know, my drawings are very impressionistic, so I would say that, you know, that was the era that I kind of admire, you know, like a Toulouse-Lautrec. Of course, a Vincent van Gogh, you know, Chagall, you know, people in that generation are artists that I, you know, find to be something that I look up to.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to ask you that question that you asked yourself, but if there is anyone that you could draw naked, who would it be?
Oh, I don't know. actually, one of my husband's best friends is very overweight, and I would love to draw him because I love him. And when you do, when you, you know, you have an affinity towards a person, you know, sometimes you even draw them, you know, if you know them, their personality right. could come out.
No, that's a very,
it
yeah, I love
it. It takes a lot. That. You know, it takes a lot for a person to be able to take their clothes off.
Well, you know what? Let's talk about that because we had a great conversation just the other night on the corner of 18th and Collins.
We did. Are you going to talk about that?
I'm going to talk about that because I find it so fascinating. And, you know, I kind of got the answer because I asked someone in the art field, but how is it that these male models can go into this studio, you know, and if they're posing with other models and they're brushing up against them, not get hard, you know, and someone's like, they told me, they're like, oh, they're professional models. They go through all the time. And to them, being nude isn't an issue. Have you ever encountered an embarrassing moment during one of your drawing sessions?
No, I'm in shock. I mean, there was one time this adorable, actually it was an ex-policeman, came in, took off his clothes. He was a model, very professional. And one of the women in our class decided that she was going to pose with him and was all over him, and there was no erection at all. But my art teacher told us that one of his friends once modeled, and sometimes you fall asleep, you know, as you're modeling, because you could be sitting there for 20 minutes.
Right.
And as his eyes were closed, his penis did start rising.
Well, usually that happens when he's sleeping.
And he had to stop the class, and he said, let's take a break. But I've never seen it happen, and it does amaze me that it doesn't happen.
It amazes me, too. It's been, like, literally the topic of my conversation, like, for the rest of this Art Basel weekend, I was like asking people, have they ever encountered an embarrassing moment during nudes? And everyone thought I was crazy. But it always, you know, I always try to segue things. And the reason why I'm bringing it up is because I introduced you to what right. my favorite underwear are, which are these Aussie bum underwear. And the
yes,
question to me was, how is it to have balls? I mean, basically that was the question. And my
yes,
answer
Max. The question was, I could right. I don't understand how
right.
men walk around with this
with balls.
Problem between their
and
legs.
I said to
right.
you, it's the same way that women walk around with breasts, and you girls have a bra for them. Well, my favorite underwear.
Right.
Give them away every year on Max's Favorite Things here on LA Talk Radio. So you all want to tune in to Ronnie. What's everyone listening to? This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. You all want to tune in to Max's Favorite Things giveaway because I'm giving you all my favorite underwear. So it's coming up in the holiday season. I'm not telling y'all which, so y'all got to tune in to win. But Aussie Bum make these great underwear for men with pockets on the inside. So it's like the bra, what the bra is to breasts, these underwear are to balls because they like hold your package together in this phenomenal pocket. And I was trying to explain it to you, but did it make sense afterwards?
Are you asking me if it made sense?
Yes. Did it make sense afterwards?
I was so happy that you have something that does control your problem.
That cradles them. No, to me it's not a problem.
Yes,
it's
I
almost
think it's
like
a great idea. I never knew it existed.
You see, I'm glad I could share one of my favorite things with you, which is Aussie Bum underwear. But so, you know, going back to the whole sex talk, we then got into like this whole – it turned into like actually a very in-depth – like a deep conversation because we started talking about Africa and circumcision of the women and men. It just became like this whole like really deep conversation, and I was thinking about it and I was thinking really how insane society is. Like in the States, in America especially, how we really celebrate the nude body by drawing. In Africa, they celebrate the nude body. Actually, you know, their bodies are their canvas. But it's so crazy how we also mutilate the body. So have you ever encountered a model that's been mutilated any way?
Have I? I guess the only, you know, I wouldn't say tattoos are mutilated, but sometimes mm-hmm. when there is a model that does come in who's completely tattooed and it's just a little distracting.
Yeah.
But
that would be an interesting I think it would be totally interesting to do a whole series on like the mutilated body because it's such a
it would be
right
would be.
I think
love that
it's something
idea.
you should that should be the next mutilated nudes.
Interesting.
I think it would be totally
like,
absolutely
being in Africa in Kenya mm-hmm. and the ears. I don't know if you've seen that where you know, the piercing of the ears, but they'll put
right.
rocks or whatever it is to stretch mm-hmm. out the ear completely.
Yeah, and also
and the
lip plates.
Beautiful.
Yeah, no, it is. And they're totally a canvas there, and to them it's just culture. To us, we look at it and we freak out. So I think it's a great marriage to bring, you know, the mutilated body to the American culture and how it's celebrated in other cultures as something that's not freakish or mutilated, but just an expression of art. And that's what you're going to show this week in New York at
yes,
the wonderful Tria Gallery, December 13th through January 5th. And what's the location of this gallery?
The location is in Chelsea, and it's on West 25th.
West 25th Street.
So I'd love anybody who wants to come by and see some nudes that are not beautiful, but you might.
Oh, beauty's in the
beautiful.
Eye of the beholder. Absolutely.
Exactly.
If you want more information on the Tria Gallery, visit TriaGalleryNYC.com. It's the site that you can go there to get more information. And I just had a pleasure having you on the show. Yes. And I just had an absolute pleasure having you on the show tonight on Max and Friends and some interesting conversation. And when you do your next nudes, think about doing the whole mutilated body because I think that would be phenomenal.
I will. I will. Definitely. If somebody wants to model for me who is mutilated, give me a call.
Right. You could email us here at max@maxtucci.com or hit me up on Twitter @maxtucci. Speaking of hitting me up on Twitter, be so kind to also hit up Drink Arizona on Twitter and send in all of your cans around the world. Speaking of cans, if you want to see some, go this week to see Eileen Voltaggio's first exhibition of work, Nudes, at the Tria Gallery. Eileen, thank you so much for being on Max and Friends tonight, and have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you, Max. You too. And hope to
I'm going to talk
soon.
To you after the show. Absolutely. Have a great night.
All right. Good night.
Well, everyone, we're going to wind down now, and I'm going to play for you another song here on Max and Friends for the holidays. I want you all to take this week to the max. Visit Unicorn. There we go. I got a million things going on right now. Visit unicornchildrensfoundation.org. Make a donation there. Buy tickets to our upcoming Buddha Ball. And go to iTunes and buy Xavier Lewis Give Back Unicorn. Make sure you put Xavier Lewis Unicorn. Well, my tongue is getting twisted. I've had the longest week of my life this month with Art Basel and all the wonderful art exhibits down there. And, you know, we went to go see Ilu. He tore it up. Kanye West was there. The Kardashians were there. Max Tucci was there. Paris Hilton showed up. Diddy was there. We had a good old time. I ran into Uncle Rush, Russell Simmons. We had a great time in South Beach. So thank you to everyone and to Nancy Hirsch for always taking care of everyone going to see Ilu. Y'all get ready because Ilu is going to take this. He's a jazz pianist. You know, we had him here on the show. You know who he is by now if you listen to Max and Friends. Well, he took it to the max this week. And I got to give a big shout out to Jenny Oz and to everyone else down in South Beach that we hung out. Well, everyone, on that note, let's get some jingle bells going since we're talking about nudes tonight. Thank you all for listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Happy Hanukkah. And stay tuned because next week we're going to wrap up the 12 gifts of Christmas. Hit me up on Twitter @MaxTucci. Take this week to the max. Jingle buzz, everyone, on Max and Friends. CBS News coming up next. Good night.